Random House Audio presents Culture Warrior by Bill O'Reilly, read for you by me, Bill O'Reilly. Central Command, CENTCOM, initial briefing. At times, you have to fight. No way around it. At some point, every one of us is confronted with danger or injustice. How we choose to combat that challenge is often life-defining. You can face difficulties head-on, or run from them, or ignore them until they consume you. But no one escapes conflict. No one. In my experience of more than 30 years of practicing journalism, I found that most people do not like to fight. No surprise there. Battle is not only exhausting and dangerous, it also requires skill and discipline to emerge victorious, much less unscathed. That's why few of us, except for some weirdly self-destructive souls, seek out conflict. In fact, putting yourself at risk goes against our natural impulse of self-preservation. Whenever I've witnessed strife, I've met far more villains than heroes. But both are relatively rare. Most human beings are neither heroes nor villains, but decent people who choose to sit things out until pushed beyond a reasonable limit. For a variety of reasons that I'll explain, I have chosen to jump into the fray and become a warrior in the vicious culture war that is currently underway in the United States of America. And war is exactly the right term. On one side of the battlefield are the armies of the traditionalists, like me, people who believe the USA was well-founded and has done enormous good for the world. On the other side are the committed forces of the secular progressive movement that want to change America dramatically, molded in the image of Western Europe. Notice I did not say anything about...